Are you ready to unlock the keys to your inner world? Welcome to the Soul Keys Podcast, where we will explore the transformative power of manifesting, intuition development, energy healing, and so much more. Each week, we're going to dive into topics like oracle card readings, spiritual hypnosis, and practical techniques that will help you access the inner wisdom that's always been within you. My name is Kelly T. Smith. I'm the author of the Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle Cards, the Guiding Light Oracle Cards, and my newest deck, Signs from the Universe. Join me as we embark on a journey of self-discovery and manifest the life that you truly desire. Be sure to check back every Sunday for new episodes. Let's get started. Welcome to Soul Keys Podcast. My name is Kelly T. Smith, and I'm so excited to have you join me today. Today, we're going to be talking about embracing your manifesting magic and aligning with your highest potential. The reason why I feel so guided to share this right now, to share space for this as both an interactive workshop that starts on March 1st and as a topic is because one of the most powerful things that we can do to shift the world around us is to work from within, to align with who we truly are on a soul level, to learn to lean into faith instead of fear, and to transform our challenges into blessings and offerings that give back to others. Because it feels so incredibly selfish to step into your own magic through alignment at a time when the world seems to be falling apart. But I am here to tell you that your energy matters. Where you put your attention, energy, thoughts, and beliefs right now in this moment matter. And if we as a collective continue to stay in a state of fight or flight, we're going to miss out on the blessings that we could be sharing with others through our own alignment, through shifting our focus toward the world we want to create. This is why it's so important for you to align with your inner self, for you to listen with your soul's desire, for you to cultivate intuition through inspired action and learn to create that thing you've always felt guided to create, or to share that message that you've always wanted to share, and to learn to manifest the resources you need to make it happen. It's time for you to step into alignment with your higher self, to learn to shine your inner light in a way that ignites that same light in others. It's my wish that this podcast inspires you to redirect your energy, to redirect your conscious focus at a very pivotal time in the world, not just to manifest more things or vacations or even money, while it's perfectly fine to do that too, but to manifest the highest expression of you and to attract to you the resources you need to make it happen. How do we do this? We do this through deep inner work, subconscious work, connection with source, and we apply spiritual principles and learn to extract the parts of ourself that we have been suppressing in order to stay safe. So I'd like to start this episode out by reading you the card Manifesting Magic from my Guiding Light Oracle card deck. This deck is a great learning tool for diving into the law of attraction from a spiritual perspective. If you haven't already, you can check it out on Amazon. Also, you can find it on Barnes & Noble and Beyond Words. So I will be having it up on my website soon as well. So here we go. Manifesting magic. You are creating your life based on the intentions that you send out to the universe. When you are truly in the flow of the law of attraction, magic begins to happen. Synchronicities start to become a part of your daily life. It is a truly magical experience. Sometimes we think we're in harmony with the law of attraction, but we're really separated from it. We separate ourselves from it by becoming resistant to what it is we truly want. Resistance also shows up because of fear of change or a feeling of unworthiness. It's time for you to open your heart to receiving. You are worthy. Take this time to focus on what you really and truly want. What is coming forward from within you that you wish to experience? Once you have a clear inner knowing of what you want, hold the image in your mind of receiving it on a daily basis. You'll call it forth into your experience by the excitement that you feel. If you truly believed that it was going to happen, wouldn't you feel excited? You would. Get excited in the knowing that you are going to experience it, that you will receive it, and that it is here now. This card showed up for you today to remind you that you have the ability to create whatever you wish. You have every reason to feel excited. You are getting ready to experience the magic of manifesting your reality. So that's the Manifesting Magic card from the Guiding Light Oracle deck. And I also wanted to share with you some exciting news. I'm super excited to announce that the Embracing Your Manifesting Magic workshop is now available for enrollment, and it will start March 1st. If you're looking for a supportive environment and energetic tools to shift into your highest potential and embrace your soul calling, be sure and check out the Embracing Your Manifesting Magic, Aligning with Your Highest Potential workshop. You can go to www.soulsearchingzone.com/magic to learn more. Key number one, redirecting your energy. The first thing you need to understand is where you're currently pointing your creative power. Your creative power is your intention, thoughts, beliefs, and focus. If your life feels stagnant, it's time to uncover a wound that has caused you to believe that it's safer to stand still than move forward. So much of the time when life throws us unexpected challenges or crises, our smaller mind tries to keep us safe by keeping us still. So we stay in stagnation, waiting for something outside of ourselves to drag us out of our own quicksand. But life doesn't work that way. Life works from the inside, not the outside. It works from the inside out. The most powerful way to understand what is going on in your inner world is to understand that your outer world is a mirror. It is showing you what you are thinking and what you are feeling and how you're directing your energy based on the current state of what is going on in your immediate personal world. If you think of your creative power as a sun, this sun represents your conscious mind. When you stop and ask, where is your energy currently pointing? Where is your current point of creation? Is it pointed toward possibility, toward infinite intelligence, toward love, faith, prosperity, health, trying to uncover your role to help the world become a better place? Or is it pointed toward fear, limitation, worry, doubt, or even illness? With the daily process of affirmative prayer, deep inner work, and cultivating your intuition, in even listening to the call of your soul, you can powerfully redirect your energy. You are essentially learning to shift what you are projecting onto the outer world, therefore changing the reflection, also known as your current reality. Key number two, the power of visualization. If you want to change your reality, you need to start by understanding the power of visualization. Visualization is the language of the subconscious mind. All the way until the age of 5, you were thinking in pictures before you learned to talk. Words is the language of the conscious mind, and the conscious mind is the gatekeeper of what enters the subconscious mind. And everything is happening at a subconscious level. You can create magic with words that you speak, but you need to do it in a way that bypasses what you already believe. For example, if you want to create more wealth, saying I'm wealthy may trigger a negative response from your conscious mind, telling you that's a lie because there is no proof of wealth. But if you instead use a suggestion that also invokes an inner vision with a powerful feeling to back it, then you can bypass the lower mind and receive access to the subconscious. And once the subconscious mind accepts something as true, that is where magic happens. An example of this type of suggestion is, I am so grateful now that I allow myself to align with prosperity and wealth. Through my alignment, I see myself receiving avalanches of abundance and receive unexpected income on a daily basis. I am so thankful for this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now feel this, radiate this, and allow the suggestion to invoke a movie in your mind playing out this suggestion. Do this every day and watch the magic unfold. Key number 3, leaving survival and returning to creation. The third key is understanding this truth. You cannot create while you are in survival. When you are stuck in fight or flight or freeze, your energy is being used to protect you, not to create. Many people want expansion while a part of them is still bracing for loss. They want abundance while waiting for something to go wrong. This is why manifestation can feel blocked or exhausting. Alignment begins when you recognize that you're operating from faith and you're creating from a space of trust, not from a space of bracing for the worst case scenario. Your creative ability is your natural state. Survival is a response. It's not who you really are on a soul level. And when you gently release self-protection and you learn to stay grounded in the center with your connection with Source, God, and the universe, your creative power returns effortlessly. This is where faith replaces fear. This is also where movement replaces stagnation. You learn to move and take inspired action because you learn to trust. And when you learn to trust, you get intuitive guidance that rises up from within you, and then you move. This is where alignment becomes completely natural for you because you are trusting. So how do we do this? We do this through daily practice, and we can use many different tools to accomplish this. One of my favorites is affirmative prayer. Affirmative prayer is a way to invoke the feeling. Instead of asking God, why, like, please give me this, or please do this for me, or praying from a place of desperation, you are instead crafting a prayer that is coming from your internal ability to align with it already being answered. When you say, I am so grateful now that, and then you create an affirmative prayer that then invokes a vision from within you that makes you feel like your prayer has already been answered, that is scientific prayer. That is true prayer. That is the ability to align with the knowing that what you have asked for is already done. It is one of my favorite ways to align with the power of the law of attraction, with the power of the subconscious mind. Another tool that I love to help you move from your head to your heart is meditation, hypnosis, and powerful guided journeys that are designed to introduce you to your inner world, your inner landscape, and help you reclaim your creative power. This is how we move out of survival and return to our center. This is how manifesting becomes a way of life. And now I would actually like to close today's episode with an affirmative prayer for world peace. Affirmative prayer for world peace. Here we go. Dear God, thank you for guiding humanity into a new era of compassion, kindness, and love. Thank you for working through each individual, awakening their inner light, their soul, their unique contribution, and their capacity to love. We are learning to connect deeply within and with each other. We are learning to embrace our differences while remembering our shared humanity. May peace begin within each heart and ripple out into the world. May love guide our thoughts, our actions, and our choices. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and so it is. If today's episode resonated with you and you feel called to continue this work with me, then I invite you to join me for my upcoming 7-week workshop, Embracing Your Manifesting Magic, Aligning with Your Highest Potential. This is a live and self-paced experience with recorded lessons and video replays in case you can't make the live sessions. It's designed to support deep inner alignment and subconscious work. There's 2 pathways to join. Part 1, which introduces the foundational principles and practices, and part 2, the full journey, where we go deeper together over the next 7 weeks. When you join the full journey, you'll also receive a bonus welcome gift as my way of saying thank you for stepping in fully into this work. You can learn more and join us at soulsearchingzone.com/magic. Thank you for sharing the space with me today. Thank you for listening to Soul Keys podcast. And as always, You can learn more at www.intuitivelifecoachingwithkelly.com. Thank you.